that in here.
Oh, you're back.
No, it's definitely not your fault, because I'm not waiting for anybody.
We don't need this.
Brings us to agenda item D2, a discussion of the use of mediation in land use regulations. Mr. Manager?
Can I make a comment before we get started?
Go ahead.
I had been thinking, no, I had been knowing that we already had a policy on mediation. And so I would hope that we don't spend, in fact, our policy is so old that we set the standard that other municipalities followed. And we gave presentations on this at the Institute of Government, and I gave a presentation on it to the National Dispute Settlement Center convention here about 15 years ago. And from there, it went on to be used in other progressive parts of the country. And so I'm really glad that we have information from Berkeley in here, and I hope Berkeley will give a nod to Carrboro for where it came from.
I doubt it.
So that said, I would like us not to do a lot of rewriting of something that has already been written and has been part of our ordinance for many years.
Well, is it part? Was it renewed after 6 months?
Yes, it was.
Did you start using it?
Yes.
Because I thought you said in your email that you thought it wasn't. That the 6 months.
It was.
It appears to be. It's in the town code. I mean,
it is in our town
code. Totally forgot.
Oh, yes.
But
okay.
It is in our town code.
It's in the town code.
Yes.
It was only 18 years ago. I mean,
well, can we?
And it's before you. You've got it in front of you.
Okay, but I haven't had time to review it. I don't know about others.
Okay,
so.
But if we were going to change it, because it's part of the town code, it would take more than just this meeting to change it. And what I was hoping to be able, you know, we may have other ways of using it and changing it, but we have before us a situation right now that is one of the reasons, one of the main reasons it was written was for large projects such as Lake Hogan Farms and for the facilitated small area plan and for Vision 2020. Those are some of the main reasons and how we used it. But it was also for these very, very intense localized conflicts that are oftentimes, that sometimes involve whether or not the code's being followed, complaints of neighbors against neighbors, and sometimes the best way to deal with that is not through us and through the press, but is by using a trained facilitated method, and we have the method outlined in our packet tonight of how the Dispute Settlement Center does that. And so the main reason that I brought this up was not to totally rewrite what we do, but to say this is a time when I don't want a situation where somebody gets up for 3 minutes, makes the strongest statement that they can make because they only have 3 minutes, and the next person gets up and makes an opposite statement, and they'll be damned if they're going to come to any kind of resolution between them because they only have 3 minutes. And then we all have to decide, you know, black or white. And that's not the best way to pull communities together and to make decisions that make us whole again. I'm looking for a way for us to have, to be trite about it, a win-win instead of a winner-take-all. And so it would be great at some later point to maybe go back and revisit this ordinance and see if we want to have public hearings to change it, which is what we would have to do. But right now, simply trying to solve an immediate, what feels to be intractable problem that's being fought out in the press, and where we're being asked to play good guys, bad guys, when there really aren't any, and to ask this board to please look at the process that's laid out in your packet from the Dispute Settlement Center, and let's bring in the Dispute Settlement Center to help solve this, because part of it has to do with our code enforcement or the perception of our code enforcement. So
you are you making a motion that we refer the Johnny's matter for mediation as laid out in
yes.
the town code?
Yeah.
I second that.
Yeah, thank you.
Mr. Miller, let me just point out that the existing ordinance provides that the manager is supposed to get together with the Dispute Settlement Center and bring back a proposal for who's going to pay for it. So when you say
I'd like to start that motion, then.
Okay, but when you say refer it, does that mean that the town is paying for the mediation and we're going to, it's one thing to refer them to mediation, meaning we hope you to go to mediation. It's another thing to say the town is taking lead, is going to establish with a dispute settlement center a payment scheme and.
Well, I would like us, I think because it involves the town code, and in this case, that we should at least have David go talk to the dispute settlement center, find out before we make any decision, how would you do this and what would it cost us?
Can I make
the point? That's what the ordinance
said. I mean, the policy says that DSC will provide mediation services without charge to the parties or the town. That's part of.
We'll make sure they're aware of that.
Right. But I mean, it authorizes the town manager to work with DSC and to strive toward that. I mean, maybe that was part of your negotiation. Maybe back at the time they were a part of this.
Well, there were some times when somebody else, when another party would pay for it. I mean, DSC.
Where does it say that?
DSC never did this for free.
The second.
Well, the parties of the town.
Right.
Right.
That's when the town manager refers the dispute, when the board refers the dispute. The indication is that the manager is supposed to negotiate an agreement with DSC covering its services and the cost of DSC services and mechanisms for assuring that such costs do not exceed any appropriation made pursuant to this policy.
Let's just have David talk to them and see what it would cost and what the process it would be. I personally am not interested in 100% consensus process any longer because I think that's manipulated very, very easily. So more of a conflict resolution than the other one.
Than necessarily true consensus.
Yes.
I'll just say we've had preliminary discussions, with the parties to see if they'd be interested in mediation, and certainly we, as staff, and I think as a town, we think it'd be a great idea. And I don't know exactly where that stands now. And Trish, do you have, maybe you've been specific?
Well, our understanding is that the business managers and property owner, if we're talking about Johnny's in particular,
We are.
They're interested really in making sure that they operate within the parameters that are laid out for them under the existing zoning, and until they go through the process to change the permitted uses on their property. There, two of them are here tonight. And I just want to get their heads nodding, or so they can speak to this. But that's my understanding that they did express an openness to the idea of mediation. But their preference really is to move forward with their request for it's currently a request for rezoning the property, and that their intention is to really.
But to their advantage, and the way that it has been done sometimes, is that those kind of conversations happen, we're not at those meetings because
sure.
We skew those meetings. Those conversations happen so that by the time they get to the public hearing and to the official part, the kind of turmoil is worked out, and you come with something that both sides feel like may not be perfect but they can live with. So
sure.
I think that would be to the advantage of Johnny's as well as to the neighbors.
And thank you for kind of bringing light on that particular part of it. We discussed, we have raised the point about the opportunity that lies in front of us to seek some facilitated discussion or whatever. I don't think there's been no conclusion to that kind of that particular point in relation to the rezoning part of it, in relation to their application. So I think that is still a discussion that we will have. With them, and of course we've Marty has specifically spoken with some folks from the neighborhood about their interest or willingness to participate in
it can
in
be
a discussion,
to the advantage of both parties to use this process.
I had a question about since this is in the code, it seems like given that this, I'm not clear, it was used for 6 months and there was a trial period and then it's still in the code and it just wasn't used anymore.
It was used for a while and then for reasons that we don't need to get into, it kind of fell out of favor.
Okay, so it seems like someone needs to go back to Dispute Settlement Center to see what their current funding issues are and staffing issues are to see if they have the capacity to do mediation. I mean, they're continuing to do mediations, but which ones are paid for and by who and which ones aren't? Because we can't make that assumption if we haven't been using this process for a long
time.
So I'm hoping those discussions will happen as well with their staff.
My grandfather didn't.
And I'm hoping
they have been downsized since 1999.
Could I just speak to that point? I think that sorry you just got this evening. I know everybody hasn't had a chance to read through it. So, and we searched and tried to get the relevant materials for you in the packet, but we didn't get everything. So, but the structure of this town code provision is that it sets up these two options, and one is the referral by the Board of Aldermen, the second one is the referral by the town manager, and it specifically states that the disputes that would be referred to by the town manager are really situations where the town doesn't necessarily have an official role, and there are two circumstances that are specified there. You know, either one, there's no ordinance that's covering the matter at issue, and the manager would not recommend adopting or amending an ordinance to deal with it, or two, an ordinance covers the matter, but the manager does not believe that the town should use its resources to enforce the ordinance, and rather, you know, would seek the mediated kind of solution. And that the language is that this is a situation in which the DSC will provide mediation. I mean, this doesn't say, I mean, this is subject to the policies of the DSC, essentially, in terms of whether or not they would pay, not some provision that's been granted to the town. I think that's what the intention of the language is. And so I don't think there was I think there are some policies about how the DSC would intervene and or would assist with problems, and we need to find out.
We just need to talk to them. They're really good at having difficult conversations.
Yes.
So it sounds like David is going to talk about a bunch of things with DSC.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And get back to us. And on that, at that point, we may know more about the status of the Johnny's application and where they are in terms of interest in a mediation. Is that right?
Can I throw out an idea as far as maybe a way to put a little bit finer point on the motion? It seems to me that this is, while this is a good example of the kind of situation where mediation could be helpful, that there are many aspects of the situation that are not merely a neighborhood concern, and that many residents throughout our town have an interest in that, mm-hmm. in the outcome of these discussions. So perhaps it would be helpful to go ahead and be a little bit more specific about, to the extent that there is a cost to doing it, about what the town might be willing to do. And so specifically what I want to suggest is that that we go ahead and say that, you know, up to a certain percentage of the cost within the bounds of reason, that the town maybe the taxpayers ought to pay up to, let's say, like 50% of the cost of the mediation effort, so that our town staff has kind of some guidelines or some basis on which from which to operate in terms of trying to negotiate that aspect of it. Does that seem helpful? I don't know.
My only concern with that, and I'm not saying I'm against it, but my concern with that is precedent, or how will we just address each of these type of situations on a case-by-case basis? Will we have another? We're all well aware of this matter because we've heard a lot from the public about it, and it's been in the news. But what if we have another circumstance that comes before us that the neighbors are, there's a situation where we have two groups that are polarized, and we decide not to pay. I mean, I just, maybe we ought to set some kind of policy in place, or if we do it case by case.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think that's a legitimate concern. I guess I see it this way, that I've been hearing from by email and phone calls and so forth from a lot of people who live in the vicinity of Johnny's, but I've also been hearing from a lot of people who don't necessarily live that nearby, who feel that they're stakeholders in mm-hmm. this outcome too, so that this is not, you know, this is not merely an issue of my next door neighbor and I can't get along about where I park my car or something like that. This really has more some implications for a broader cross section of our town, and that's how I'm seeing it.
I guess it seems to me that there are specific concerns that certain neighbors have about the plans of Johnny's, and that what the mediation does is allow those neighbors to be in a facilitated conversation with the people of Johnny's, and specifically for the point of them talking through that. It doesn't leave everyone else out of the rest of the process if there's a rezoning or whatever. But in terms of the mediation itself, is focused on the issues between of what the neighbors have, those neighbors have with the plans, is how I see it.
And then when it gets to public hearing, the broader community,
we can have its input. Well, I agree, but I'm trying to get to, well.
Well, Mark, I had two questions that I don't know, and I didn't have a chance to really digest what was in this material that was given us tonight, aligned with what Mike generated just a little while back. But there are two questions that come to mind now that, given that we're talking about a very specific situation, and one is if the town sponsors the mediation, would it necessitate it being an open session, and then who decides who the participants are? I think those are two things. If we're discussing this particular situation, I don't know that the former ordinance clarifies that, but help me think that through.
The dispute settlement centers.
Well, I'm not saying that it's not there. I'm just saying right. I didn't have the time to see how those two questions would be answered.
Well, in our packet, there was information about how they go through the process of putting it together.
Right. So that's right.
The next dispute settlement center thing in our, and not in front of you there, but in
right.
the packet tonight.
So would that necessitate it being an open session if we're sponsoring it?
No.
Don't look
no.
at me. Okay. Your attorney's over there.
No.
I think it's your choice. I mean, if you pay
okay.
for it, you, I suppose you can specify that if we're to pay for it, this session must be open, or it must be open, or that it shall not be open, or that the dispute center can work out with the participants.
Okay.
Because that presumes that someone knows who the participants are in such a dispute
yeah.
such as this. Whether they're self-selected or selected
yeah,
in some other way.
Yeah. I would.
Can I make one other?
Well, no. Actually, I need to recognize
Michelle
first.
Yeah, that's me. I just feel like we're having a conversation. I feel like we need to talk to Dispute Settlement Center about what they want to do, because it depends on what facility. They have volunteer facilitators for neighbors who have disputes. But the dispute we're talking about right now, or what we think is a dispute, they're going to have somebody on staff.
That's
do
handy.
That mediation. And so we're going to, you know, it's going to cost a certain amount of money. And I don't think we can assume what that is and how they're going to handle it without speaking to them. So I'm not sure how much further we can go in deciding how much people should pay when we don't even know what it would cost at this point in time for them to facilitate a dispute like what we're talking about now.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
The other important point that we need to bear in mind is that the ordinance says that we cannot make a referral for mediation without the consent of the applicant. So we can talk to DSC about what, you know, all the questions you guys
mm-hmm.
are raising, But we can't actually make the referral would be a subsequent step.
Right, we can't force anybody to mediation. We can make it so it's in their best interest, but we can't force them.
Okay. Would you care to make a motion, Dan?
Yeah, the motion is that David's going to talk to DSC about all the particulars of implementing this policy, both in general and in regard to the specific dispute at Johnny's, and report back to us.
All right. Is there a second for that motion?
Second.
I said surely there's a second
yes.
for that motion.
All
right. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? Matter passes unanimously.
I'd like to be excused just because I'm feeling under the weather.
All right.
We need a motion to excuse him?
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Moved
by Dan and seconded by Michelle that we excuse Sammy. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Take care,
aye. All those opposed, yeah. Passed unanimously. All those in favor of Sammy feeling better? That brings us to agenda item D3, design update.